Now, we return to Jack's Garage, an exclusive look inside Roush Fenway Racing on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio's Dialed In with Claire B. Lang. Now, here's Claire B. Lang.
Welcome back to Dialed In with Ricky Stenhouse Jr., driver of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series number 17, Fastenal Ford for Roush Fenway Racing. And welcome to Jack's Garage. You got a wrench in Jack's Garage tonight. What would you like to tell Jack about how you think things have gone so far for you at the start of Speed Weeks, week one?
Well, I think things were going good until we got a penalty, so that was nice. I think for us, our cars are driving really good, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people's cars that are a handful down here. And, you know, if there's one thing that we got going for us is our Fastenal Ford in the Clash. I felt like drove really good, and I'm excited to, you know, get that back out on the racetrack come, the duels and the 500. And, you know, I think that'll be something that could, you know, pay off well for us, is having a car come late Sunday, some of the longer runs, putting ourselves in the right positions.
Maybe you can help all of us by talking through what it's like when you are faced with the penalty that you were with the yellow line. Now, the problem for us is that we are not in the car, and we don't see what you see. And a lot of drivers tell me it's not the same on TV, what you see behind the wheel. Talk through that and what it feels like for a driver and what the challenge of it is, or how you felt about that penalty.
You'd have seen that I was really furious, really mad about the call. But, you know, I think for us, you know, we make split second decisions. And, you know, I think I was starting my pass before I got below the yellow line and got forced below it. And, you know, in the rule book, it does say that if you advance your position under the yellow line, then you're going to get black flag. But it also says right after that, that, you know, if a car forces you below the yellow line, they would be black flagged. So still waiting on clarification on exactly how they're going to call that throughout the rest of Speed Weeks and really throughout the rest of the Speedway races throughout the rest of the year. And we'll kind of determine how we're going to race the rest of the races. So I was pretty disappointed, but after you come down pit road and you lose the draft, you're just out there riding around and hoping for a caution to get back on the lead lap. And, you know, unfortunately that didn't happen until they had already taken the white flag. So a little bit of a bummer for us, but I thought we learned a lot in the Clash.
Your crew chief was really bummed out about that, and he wanted either a change or an explanation. What could be changed? And one of the explanations that he would like is thinking about how quickly you would have to give the position back. And talk us through that part of it.
Yeah, I think it would have been nice if somebody would have told us, hey, just give that spot back and you'll be fine, even though I didn't feel like we did really much wrong. So, you know, if that was able to, you know, if somebody radioed over and told us, hey, give it back, then, you know, that would have been a lot easier than coming down pit road. So we'd have definitely given it back if that was the case.
Why couldn't you just give it back? Everything is pretty tight. I mean, could you not just give it back yourself? Did you not know that's what you had to do?
Well, I thought he was going to get penalized, so I didn't really think anything about giving the spot back. But if that happens again, I guess, you know, obviously I would give it right back, give that spot back. But, you know, you always learn, and I'm glad that happened then instead of the 500.
Well, one thing that you make a good point about is when you're out there in the midst of it, if you give the spot back, you're giving somebody something that you don't think they deserve, and that's a hard part for a driver, but nobody's making the ruling, right? So
yeah.
You're like, I think he pushed me, but, and then if you give it back and you're wrong, you can't get it back. It's weird.
Yeah, but, you're at Daytona, and, you know, you could get it back in probably another two laps or so once you get your momentum back going. But
well, then why didn't you give it to him?
Well, because I didn't think I needed to.
There you go.
I didn't think I was in the wrong. So, I don't know. We'll just see how they're going to call it the rest of the weekend.
How do you look at restrictor plate racing and where you think you're at with it?
I feel really good. I feel like I still have a lot to learn. There's a lot of things that I feel like I've done really well, and there's things that I feel like I can get better at. It's so tedious, the things that you do in our race cars out there. Even though, you know, everybody's running close to the same speed, there's so many little things that you can do to, you know, keep your track position, stay up front, put yourselves in better positions. And that's the thing that is always really tough. And it's one of those things that I feel like you're always trying to learn, and, you know, more adjustments with the car. You're always, you know, adapting to that. This year, no ride height rule, still adapting, trying to figure that out this week. you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be in our duels that don't have that experience that we got in the Clash that I think will be trying to learn a lot as well.
And that's hard when you're racing in the midst of a race that defines where you start.
Yeah, I mean, it's a starting position, so
it'll mean a lot, right?
Not at Daytona, it doesn't. I mean, it's nice. Everybody wants to start as close as they can to the front, but it's not do or die.
What does the 60th running of the Daytona 500 mean to Ricky Stenhouse Jr.?
To me, it means nothing different than, you know, the 59th or even the 61st come next year. I want to win any of them. It doesn't matter whether it's just the 60th or not.
Can you add what you think we're going to see in the duels?
I think the duels are going to be intense. I think, you know, all of us want, you know, at least some bonus points or stage points. I think, you know, some people are already thinking about wanting a playoff point. And so if you can win that duel, then you get 10 points plus a playoff point, and those go a long ways.
You're fifth in the Can-Am Duel number one. What's your plan?
I'm going to race hard. You know, I told the guys that if something happens to our 500 car, that I feel really good about our Clash car that we can bring back down here and get ready to go for the 500 and be really comfortable with. And I think that puts a little bit different perspective in what I want to do and how I'm going to race the duels.
I appreciate it. One last thing. What do you think about if you could see yourself winning the Daytona 500?
I try not to think too far ahead. You know, I want to put ourselves in the right positions. Spotter, crew chief, and I have all kind of sat down and figured out exactly the game plan. But, you know, for me, I try not to think about that until it happens.
Well, hopefully it happens for you. Thanks for hanging out on Jack's Garage. And shout out to Jack Roush, Roush Fenway Racing and Fastenal. Good luck in the Daytona 500.
Thank you.